it's something we are just, our heart is completely in and incredibly proud of. The fact that this thing started 30 years ago in the Pastoral Centre with Sister Mary O'Donovan just reaching out to people who were coming in need, and there was obviously need for counselling, and that was where it started. It started small and then just grew and grew in response to need, to the point where the diocese recognised that it needed to go on to a more professional basis, and that was when Liam was Liam can maybe correct us, but I think Liam was headhunted and under him because of the terror of this phenomenal need, and particularly for children, but for adults as well. It has grown and grown, and it is an extraordinary service in the county that we're proud of and just recognise a great need for.
And the thing is, too, it has grown, as you say, quite rightly off the back of demand, with a full-time director as well. Liam has done amazing work with a full-time director as well. We should actually, and as I said this to Liam a little earlier, we could actually be talking about how it could grow even further. The waiting lists can be reduced and it can even further match the needs of the population. And instead, we're talking about this collapsing off the back of a 60,000 euro investment in 2024. It's heartbreaking.
Exactly. No, and I think there is also more to it than that. There is, of course, the immediate need for a full-time director. Liam is going, and he should have been able to get away months ago, and has very generously hung on just to keep us going. But you know, we have been recognising for a number of years, on advice from Liam, that the whole thing needs to be on a more firm basis. You know, like, remember, it even now, much of the important background work is done by very generous, voluntary people. Individuals, and one in particular who comes in and works voluntarily. People on CE schemes who are doing a fantastic job. Diocesan staff who, on top of other things, are chipping in to whether it's answer the phone or just do all of the things that are necessary to keep this very big service going. And we recognised a couple of years ago that this is not a foundation for the long term. And consequently, we encouraged Liam and others to look about establishing an entity that would carry this on a really professional basis that could be independent from the diocese. They were gathered, and we met with them from time to time. Very, very gifted people in the field, aimed at putting a really firm basis under this here, called Tyrconnell Counselling and Psychotherapy Services. And they hit the brick wall some months ago, saying,
"I take it, Bishop, that the diocese cannot financially support these services."
No. Immediately there's something like 60,000 or 70,000 needed right now, annually. But I'm saying, for the thing to be done properly, there's a full time director, there's a full time coordinator, and as I say, so much of that work is currently being done voluntary and on the side, and the diocese already every year throughout all the years the diocese has put money in.
No, I understand that, Bishop. And also, too, again, this is a service that both TUSLA and the HSE refer to. That's the most one of the more remarkable things in this, and they can't find it within multi-million euro budgets to provide the initial funding at least. And let's see where we can build it from there. Bishop McGaughey, and thank you very much.